Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
He's very upset.
This shit just fucking bothers me. Is Odell was my brother, bro. Odell was like, that nigga was like the friend I never knew I had. You feel me? Like when he was his tantrums, I threw my tantrums. When he was on his Scorpio ho shit, I was on my Scorpio ho shit. When he was out here in hotel rooms, fucking sniffing cocaine and smoking backwoods, nigga, I was in hotel rooms fucking doing cocaine and sniffing backwoods. Shit, I might as well have been sniffing backwoods shit. But, man, I'm just hurt, bro. I'm just fucking hurt, man. Like,
Giants fans everywhere.
I fuck with Jabril. That nigga nice.
No, he's not. No,
he's actually not.
Gettleman, he gonna use his graphics real good the same way he did last year.
Yeah.
But it's just something about me being a flamboyant ass show off nigga that's gonna miss my brother Odell Beckham Jr., dog. And I don't know, bro. I'm gonna have to get a Cleveland jersey with that nigga name on it, man. I'm gonna have to send that nigga a letter. I'm gonna have to find out where that nigga stay in Edgewater, man. I'm gonna have to find out everything because something don't sit right with me, bro. Something don't sit right with me. And even though, truthfully, we was a 3-13 team with him, we gonna use the money good. We gonna be better without him. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a fuck.
So many emotions.
So many.
Also, Odell fan, man. Odell was like my AI. Y'all niggas remember when AI dropped? Y'all niggas, nigga, I was nigga. When it was 01, nigga, and I was in my motherfucking bunk bed, nigga, with my cousin, nigga, my cousin Tyon Pascal, who in jail now, nigga. That nigga who in jail, he used to put his hand in my milk.
What?
And I used to keep my crackers in water because of that shit, nigga. AI dropped. That nigga shook the world up, boy. That was my favorite player, nigga. Nigga, Odell was my AI, dog.
Okay, we're Odell again.
I was about to say,
Like them niggas just. Man, I'm about to go get some cocaine. Fuck what y'all talking about, nigga.
What? He ended it like that?
That's how he is. Yo, shout out to my nigga Dean, aka at Zig Love.
That was a roller coaster.
He was on an episode earlier, young in our podcast. If you want to watch that, listen to that episode, go back into the archives. That you know? It was our New Year's episode, I believe, for like last year. And he was on it, you know, talking that good gospel he has. Very interesting cat, one of my good friends, nearest and dearest friends.
He's on the brink.
He's on the brink, man.
He got every right to be.
But we'll get into that in a second. But for now, welcome to the Not That Serious Podcast.
Yeah.
The greatest motherfucking podcast in the history of podcasting, bitch.
Yeah.
The greatest thing to ever touch your audio air canal. Mm-hmm. Since the motherfucking doctor breathed life and you heard the sound of him spanking your ass and you breathe that first breath and you go, nigga, it's the best thing you ever heard, bitch.
Yo.
It's your boy Big Mike.
It's LZ.
And we have a couple of friends here today. They're going to be listening, you know, maybe chiming in. You know what I mean? See, the thing about me and LZ, okay, you may think you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know, Mike and Elsie, they have a very narrow world view. They don't know anything. They're not inclusive. Yeah, we're very inclusive around here.
Yeah, we are.
So much so. You know what I'm saying? I got hella connects, you understand me? You don't fuck with me, okay? You don't fuck with my boy. You think I only fuck with Negroes? I got sand niggas with me, baby. I got the brown connect. Okay?
Yo.
I got my boys.
Brown boys.
RT and Army with me. That's their Americanized names.
Yeah.
Because Americans are too lazy to know their real names.
That's exactly what the fuck going on. Yeah.
How was it that first day you said, yo, my name is Armand John? The nigga was like, yeah, Army.
Yeah.
Right,
my teacher introduced me as
Rat
Shit.
And I heard, Rat Shit.
We're not doing this.
Rat Shit.
Like, Ratita what?
Yeah,
see. No, RT. Yeah. So we got our homies RT and Army with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to hear kicking it with us. And also, he's starting to be a stable around here. I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
You know, people, you know.
Sometimes people just get attached.
They tolerate them.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like a cyst, it grows on you. And you don't want to take it to get excised because it's like... Yeah,
he's like a keloid.
Yeah, he's like a keloid. He keeps coming back no matter how many times you cut it.
And then at this point, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. Like,
because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
It might bleed out when you get cut too many times. Yeah. It's like a skin tag. So...
A skin tag.
The Not That Serious skin tag. We got Corey in the house. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Fact checking and game wrecking.
Yeah. Yo, you ever seen people with a keloid? It's kind of hard to not
look at. Oh, it's disgusting.
It's like, yo.
It's one of those things.
Any people get keloids? Y'all know what keloids are? I think that's just some nigga shit, to be honest.
I think all races have their own cosmetically bad thing wrong with them.
White people get lice.
White people get lice.
Niggas get keloids.
Niggas get keloids.
Sickle cells.
Sick. Yo. Jesus. Lice. Shout out to Max. Shout out to Max B.
Yeah, niggas got sickle cells. Niggas got you sickle coming cells. At me, nigga? You got sickle cells?
R.I.P. Prodigy.
Yeah, black people have.
Black people have the sickles.
The sickles and keloids. What do Indian people have?
Indian people have really bad dandruff.
Really? That's true?
I'll be seeing the videos on YouTube. What do y'all think?
The dandruff is bad? I about to say, I feel like they was going to get something like polio or something.
They get the rickets.
Can't donate blood because it's a malaria risk in India. So I mean,
really? Yeah. That is interesting.
They get scurvy.
They get the rickets.
They get scurvy out there.
Them niggas get shingles.
They get the shingles.
That's what they do.
Shingles. They can get smallpox.
Yeah. They get smallpox.
Chinese, yellow fever.
Chinese people get bird flu and can't drink alcohol.
No. To be fair,
yeah.
Now me, or I'm a weirdo. I watch a lot of pimple extraction videos.
Oh, me too.
And a lot of them people be Asian.
Really? Nah, I see a lot of white people.
Nah, they be having some bad, bad skin. I don't know if it's the duck grease, but it's some bad skin.
Is that
meow meow? It's in them Asian countries.
Duck grease.
And I want to remind everybody that the Not That Serious podcast loves everybody.
Yeah, we all got problems.
We all got our shit, you know what I mean? But you know, I'll be seeing it, man.
Yeah, lice is up there, though.
It's a lot of weird characters when I see, like, when I get deep into my cis video bag on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
it'd be like
that should be
bad. House in a brick, weird character, spa, yeah. Skin cyst, more characters that I see on menus.
That should be bad.
It'd be bad, man.
Listen, I don't think lice is bad though. Remember, I don't know, do y'all get lice?
I never got lice.
Okay. Did y'all get checked for lice?
We don't get checked for lice.
I was about to say, because I know, like, elementary school and shit, when they would check people for lice, you know, niggas just never got checked because we can't get lice. Like, lice cannot survive in our air. So
is that for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What the fuck do we got going on that lice can't survive?
It's just our hair. The lice just can't.
Honestly, I trade lice for sickle cell and a heartbeat.
You put that on the draft board?
I would trade lice
sickle cell.
I would trade lice for gout in a second. Gout, sickle cell, motherfucker.
It's all on the trading block.
Hypertension.
Hypertension. Nah, blood
pressure. I'll take some. Take some shampoo.
Oh man. Nah, I don't. Lice. Yeah, that's just. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm cosmetically good. It's back, but I mean, you ain't gonna die.
That's facts. That's true.
Yeah, I'm nigga, niggas is two French fries away from meeting the Lord.
Dong. That's all right. We get back in the gym.
Yeah.
This nigga made a promise to me. I screenshotted this shit.
He didn't make a promise.
It's in my phone.
I made a suggestion.
Nah, we going to the gym. We getting right for the summertime. Niggas is going on vacations this year. We niggas, actually getting out of Jersey.
Niggas here.
What's the last time you been out of Jersey? Like far.
Far out of Jersey.
It's been that long?
Maybe the last.
Y'all haven't been on vacation like a family
maybe
vacation.
Maybe family vacations. They I be staying home to avoid those shits.
Yeah.
So I can have sex in my house.
Fair enough.
Be like that.
Very valid.
Nah. No. Last time I was probably far out of Jersey, which is more than one or two states away, is when I went to Virginia for like a family reunion. Now I want to say that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. But I say, whenever niggas go to Virginia, it's usually like a repass.
Yeah, yeah. Really somebody's like, dead.
It'd be a repass.
Yeah, I don't go to Virginia for happy times. I go to put somebody in the ground.
Yeah, it's usually some shit.
And have some potato salad after.
And then go home.
That's, yeah.
That 5-hour drive over Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
And you go to
That bridge used to scare me when I was little because, like, I used to be scared of bridges, but I'm like, and this was mega bridge. I'm why is this shit so long?
Is it one of the longest bridges in America, right? Like, and this bridge goes, have y'all been on that?
No. You never been on it?
It goes under the water, it comes back up. Like, that shit.
That shit's OD, bro.
Yeah, he was knocked the fuck out. Yeah, when y'all went to North Carolina, right?
Bro,
yeah, he was asleep, but.
Yeah, it's like, it goes under, comes back up. It's at least a
4 miles.
Four miles
of water. That shit's terrible.
It's just anxiety.
Yeah. That's almost worse than flying. Flying
only,
is bad.
Only been like flying that. Once. That's when we had our senior trip.
Yeah.
Other than that, I kept it to the ground.
Nah, man. It's time to explore, baby.
Yeah. It's time to explore.
In the gym.
So, you know.
Nice out here?
Yeah, man.
It's time.
Yeah, man.
It's time.
Yeah. I guess. We out here. I'm not looking forward to that shit.
It's all about how you start. It's not that bad. It's progressive.
No, I'm just incredibly disgustingly lazy.
Yeah, well, we gotta change that.
Yeah, we do. We will, but I know that about who I am. Not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of what I
self awareness
all the time.
That's why.
Are we gonna talk?
I still want to talk about this giant shit. We'll leave that for the end.
Okay. We'll leave it to the end. Big announcements to the end. Big things. Yeah. Speaking of big things, this motherfucking NFL.
It's finally starting to look
off
like the
season.
NBA. That's the best part. Like it's starting to look like the NBA.
This is something. Yeah. Like NBA. This is a big year
because the NFL offseason's been slacking. Like niggas don't like leaving their teams, or even if they do. I guess because niggas in the NFL don't last long.
You know why?
By the time they leave, they be old as fuck.
And plus, first of all, in like the NBA, there's more teams going in the postseason.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's more teams competing. Like, the pool of competition for that big title is bigger. So there's more teams willing to make moves to try and increase their chances to win.
Yeah.
Then it's a lot more money being thrown around in that NBA.
Yeah. It's more big names.
Le'Veon Bell right now is getting paid Otto Porter money.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
And this is his first big contract. I think in the NBA, he would be on his second big contract.
Yes, he
would. And Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league, arguably.
Yeah.
Who is Otto Porter?
Yeah, a lot of people who listen to this podcast probably don't even know that he's not.
They're probably thinking about the nigga from Rocket Power, and I'm not talking about him.
And he's not even on the Wizards anymore either. So.
No. I don't know where he is.
Suns.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
Jesus.
Because you got to think, an NFL team could hold you for 6 years.
Yeah.
They could hold you for that.
Yeah.
The NBA team can't do that. Because franchise tag, they can do that twice to you.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? What I just realized?
They don't have such thing as a franchise tag in the NBA?
No.
Yeah. Yo, that's so crazy. Like, the NFL, them niggas can just say.
He's on the Bulls.
They can just stalemate you.
Yeah.
Because that's what that is. Like, when they franchise.
It's slavery.
They're like, it literally is. It literally is. They were like, yo, we're just going to hold you. And you can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
I'll be understanding why these players be disgruntled. Like, they have to fight.
To get their money.
They have to fight for Otto Porter money, really?
Yeah, imagine being the best running back in the league, and there's niggas who don't even leave the fucking bench in the NBA who are making almost what you're making.
If not more.
Tyler Johnson?
Yeah,
another name y'all niggas probably never heard of. Tyler
at Bryant, all, yeah.
He really plays for the Suns. We got that one right. He's on the Suns. I know that.
But he's also
smart. Well, you know what I just thought of? Fucking Tyreek Hill isn't even making $1 million yet. He's making $600,000.
Disgusting.
That shit is crazy. And he's arguably the fastest man in the NFL. He's going on being a top five receiver from last season. Probably arguably a top five receiver from this past season if you count what he did in just 2019.
The NFL, this shit is rigged, man. That's why it's just, it gets, I'm, you know, if the Eagles didn't so recently win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be caring about this shit no more.
Oh, no, if we didn't win the Super Bowl, I would not give a fuck about
But, you know.
I'd be dragging this.
You know, I got a narrative, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm about to say I got some motivation.
But, like, so we said, like, it's getting crazy. Why is it so crazy? Because so much talent is moving around, like, top tier talent at that. So you got AB. Leaving the Steelers, going to the Raiders.
Traded to the Raiders. And he's really one of the first NFL players to kind of, like, have a say. Like, in his prime at that. Have a say, like, yo, y'all niggas trying to trade me here? I'm not going there. We going where I want to go. And a lot of people didn't see
this is and I'm sorry it had to be the Steelers, but it's revolutionary on both parts because, like, two major skill players took their career in their hands against them. Was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get paid whether you do it or somebody else does it.
Yeah,
Le'Veon said, I'm just gonna sit the fuck out. I won't play.
Yeah,
and you can kiss my black ass.
Yep.
And it was working for them for a while. They had John Connor come in, and you know what I mean.
Was it James or John?
James Connor, right?
Yeah.
And then the other nigga, and it was. I mean, hey, it worked for a time.
Yeah.
But I mean.
He's not a franchise.
It's just not, you're not him.
Yeah.
You could put the Band-Aid on the problem, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you got AB, who's not without his problems because he does have problems. We can't ignore that.
He's crazy.
Because the nigga's a dickhead.
The nigga's crazy.
The nigga, he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Honestly, as good as he is, anybody willing to put him on your team, you're running a risk because that nigga has brushed up with trouble a lot, and it's just in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Whew. When them niggas move to Vegas,
oh, man.
They better have three attendants on that nigga at all times.
Because
he's going to get into some shit.
He's going to get the Dez Bryant treatment. This nigga going to have an assistant with him at all times.
Yo, he's going to have a fucking nanny.
He got one baby mom right now, right? Because he had an ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
So an ex-wife and a baby mom. Okay. He's about to have several children out there.
Just some shit. He's a clue. He's media of racism, coaches of racism.
Yeah.
He almost killed a fucking baby.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Domestic abuse, like domestic situations.
Yeah, shaking her or something.
Coming to fucking practice in a helicopter.
Yeah, he's just a distraction.
Leaving practice, not coming to practice, not showing up to games.
Yeah, telling niggas like, yo, I'm hurt.
Yeah, when he's not hurt.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't help that your quarterback is also a dickhead, asshole, who's washed, getting to that point, and is not having your back, and it seems like doesn't really care about the well-being of the entire team. It's a lot of competing egos in that house.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody's willing to back down.
They're going now.
And you force your organization to make a choice.
Yeah.
They made a choice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the right one. I mean,
but you
got to make a choice, I guess.
When the owner said that Ben had 52 kids, I was like, yeah, it's over.
That's disrespectful.
I was like, it's over. And he was like, well, what I meant was he's the only one with a Super Bowl. Nah, nigga, you fucked up.
No,
it's over. Once he said
Can we, like, talk about how this nigga is just... The nigga is rape!
Yeah,
he's rapist. This nigga got 2-3 rape cases, my nigga. Three of them.
Shit, round up to got five.
Multiple and rape cases.
One of them was
Was it really?
Yes, of course.
Can you research that and just like
heard it from another podcast, so I'm telling you.
Yeah. So one of the,
and this happened when he was
he's in the hanging NFL. Out what's in college it? Bars.
Was that trying was to he be was a, in the league at the time, right? Was it or was he
all of them? Yeah.
That yikes.
And nobody likes to talk about this, but he's so quick to like call out other people in their maturity level. Like, bro, yeah. You are the last.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing about nothing to nobody, nigga.
Yeah.
You are a vaginal thief.
You're thief in the night.
Yeah, you're a cooch bandit. You're the worst of the worst.
Vag, you know what I mean? Bandicoot.
Yeah, nigga. Vag.
He's a nasty.
Vag Bandicoot.
He's a nasty nigga.
Whoa! Whoa!
Who the fuck got the dunk dunk? I'm a stealing pussy. This Thigh Cooper.
Oh, my God. Pie Cooper, nigga. Damn. What's wrong with you? And they just let him cook, but you know.
Yeah,
you know how that goes, you know. Yeah. You got the black receiver, you know what I mean, flamboyant personality against the white QB who's been there for years and years and years. It don't matter how nice you are as the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in that situation, when you're in a
in
an organization where it's a bunch of old white men who make the decisions.
Yeah.
And they get to choose between a white guy that's been pretty decent for them,
mm-hmm.
and they know versus some loud ass nigga, they're gonna choose that all the time.
Every time.
Do you want another example of that? I got you one. Meet Odell Beckham Jr., who's not on the Giants anymore. You know who he plays for? Motherfucking Cleveland.
Cleveland.
How did he end up in Cleveland? Because they fucking traded.
They traded him for a first and a third.
And Jabril Peppers.
To replace Landon Collins. Which
to replace who they let walk.
All right.
Holy.
If you don't know these people.
Holy shit.
Odell Beckham was the best player on the Giants. Saquon was easily a close number two.
I don't want to disrespect or condescend to the ladies or whoever doesn't watch sports.
Because
I know people can be like, oh, there's a lot of sports. It has to be this time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But let me put this into terms y'all might be more comfortable with. Mm-hmm. All right, imagine Destiny's Child, right?
Yeah.
And they had a group meet and they said, Beyonce is out the group. We're going to move her. We're going to trade her to 3LW.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. In exchange for the girl with the lisp. We're gonna replace
in her best outfit and her third best outfit.
Yes. We're gonna replace Beyonce for the girl with the list from 3LW and her two best outfits.
Yeah.
And that's the new group.
And that's it.
But the next best person is Michelle is 57.
Yeah.
And she should be retired.
Like she's falling on stage. She can't dance the same way she used to dance. She was good back in the day.
No. Who was that first girl that was on Destiny's Child? And they said, "What about your luggage?" And like Beyonce was like, "You could just leave in your plane. Like you just leave."
Yeah, that was fucked up. I forget her name though.
Imagine they kept her.
Yeah, imagine
instead of Beyonce.
Yeah,
that's what the Giants are doing.
Basically,
they are letting.
They let Beyonce go.
They let Beyonce go to keep Elisha Manning.
Yeah.
The nigga who led the league in interceptions two times.
Yeah.
Two times. Two times. Two times. He said, "Yo, I'm going to lead this shit and I'm going to run it back." He's like, "I
rewind
like
selector."
Yeah. What the rewind? Like he said, "I'm going to run this back." That's who they should and not only the best receiver on the team, the best receiver that team has ever known ever.
Yeah.
Ever. I can't even think. The next best I can think of is Plaxico Burress, maybe.
The next best I think of is Imani Toomer. That's
the yeah.
That gap is woo.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That gap is wide, boy.
Like, the best receiver. Think of the best receiver or player your team has ever known. Nah. And for the Wash nigga, the nigga that's going to retire probably this year.
Yeah, this is last season.
Because
at this point, he's just selfish.
You know it's his last season. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's because they have a plan. I don't know what kind of plan that is. It's stupid.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's fucking stupid.
Like I was saying earlier, this should be the tank. Like, this is tank season in New York. It has to be. And like we were saying earlier, they might as well trade Saquon at this point.
At this point, you're wasting his time. Reason you're being, literally wasting his time.
You're wasting his time and talent because it's going to take at least 3 years for these niggas to get back on track. Because of how far back. They traded their best defensive player. They traded their best defensive player. And then, both of them. Both got traded.
The two players that make their defense worth even looking at.
Yeah.
They traded them away.
Yeah. Okay. They still have Janoris Jenkins, the corner, but he can't. He's just one corner. He can't do this shit on his own. And to me.
And he was kind of had a bad year. Yeah. So he's been on the decline, really. He has, so we really want to talk about it.
I don't think it's his fault. It's a bad situation in New York right now.
It's been 2 years in a row.
When they traded JPP to Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This has been a thing. They let him go. Oh! They traded Snacks mid-season last year.
Jesus,
remember that?
For a sixth
rounder. Yeah, for a sixth rounder.
Oh my gosh.
They traded. So this is
what been, the fuck is wrong with them?
Been going. So yo, to me,
these niggas are stupid.
It's been. It's,
nah, these niggas are dumb. They have no plan. They don't know what they're doing.
Nah, they don't.
They don't now, know. What they that's don't why know
the
what
only
doing,
way
bro.
To possibly get back on track, you need to trade Saquon to the Raiders for those three first round picks. Now, if you trade Saquon, because you're
they'll
not,
do it, and if I'm the Raiders,
if I'm
Mike Mayock, I'm doing it.
And if I'm the Giants, I'm just like, yo, if we're gonna make up for the shit we just did, we have to do it because
it's the only thing.
It's the only way because if they trade Saquon, they get those three first round picks. At least they have somewhat of a future. Because if you're the way it's looking right now, they locked in Eli for one more year. I don't know why they did it. But now, literally at this moment, they're saying that the
hold
Giants
up, hold
would be
up. And then what's on top of that? They took a motherfucking the biggest cap hit in dead money.
Yeah,
ever.
That's $17 million, right?
It's no way that it's good. So, it's bad from the player side. Yeah. It's bad from the tactical side. It's bad from the money side. It's exactly. All bad. So it's all bad.
Because they had two options: either you let Odell walk, or you sign and keep him,
or you pay that nigga.
Yeah. Or you don't trade him. But mm-hmm. You lost money. Doing
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So that means that's just
that's that. Right. This is after they gave him the big deal.
Yeah. They trade. Yeah. They signed him to a deal in what, like December or something like that.
This summer, bro.
Yeah. This past summer. Something like that. But
the training camp hurt.
Yep.
It was like, if you do training camp, we'll get the money.
He said, we're not going to sign him to trade him. Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
That was the quote. Now, we didn't sign Odell to trade him.
And they got Odell. They traded Odell for a first-round pick. So if they trade Saquon for at least two of those first-round picks from the Raiders, they have three. If they trade him for all three, they got three first-rounders. Like, they need to be talking to try to make up for this because they lost a lot of ground. Like,
that's yo. First
and
of all,
they've been pretty trash. So if you're gonna try to,
bro. First of all, like you said, this the only way they can get back. You have to trace.
You
got to
build your team.
You
back
have
now,
to
man.
Do it because you're wasting his time. The only way you're not gonna be even remotely competitive in this division.
Yeah.
For at least another 4 or 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
That's at least.
There's no point in having Saquon Barkley
because now you had to wait out Carson's career, and you had to wait out. Dak and Zeke's thing, whatever they run about.
Landon Collins just signed a 4 or 5 year contract for the Redskins.
No matter what, they're deep in the
80. That was a lot of money. He did not need all of that. Cool. But I digress. Landon Collins.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy.
They overpaid that nigga.
You know what I mean?
That was just
whatever.
That was just because they had the bread for it. Them niggas clearly don't.
I think other NFL owners are looking at the Redskins silly now because they're like, bro, you just ruined the market. Because now,
oh, yeah.
Because you just gave a box safety 84.
Yep.
So now Jalen Ramsey, and not even that, look at like a Byron Jones.
Yep.
A 190.
Yep.
And man, Byron is.
No. You know who's still a free agent? You know, Eric Berry has not been signed yet.
Yeah, he got released today.
So. That was looking a little crazy.
Eric Berry should be paid more than
that. That's what. Exactly. Eric Berry is about to get $100 million.
Thanks, Washington.
Eric Berry should be getting
so thirsty. Why are you so thirsty to be competing for third?
Yeah, what
what
the fuck?
Landon Collins ain't about to change the game for y'all.
You trying to split with the Cowboys?
Shit.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, that's yo. You want to get one off on the Cowboys one week
in Dallas? Like,
yeah, you want to get that moral victory as you go 8-8,
and y'all bring an AP back. You still don't have.
Yo, they signed Case King. Yo, fuck them too.
They signed.
Oh God.
Yeah. They're tanking bad too. It's if I'm the Redskins, I would get Landon Collins, but don't pick up Case Keenum. Let Johnson start. You're tanking anyway, nigga. Why? What are you getting Case Keenum for? He's not. He doesn't look good for your brand.
This nigga's not good.
Yeah, he's not
good. He's cool.
And we saw Johnson hold it down for the last couple games of the season. Why not let him start?
When you're tanking anyway. You're not playing for anything.
There must be a lot of shit we don't know, because from the outside looking in, what the Giants and the Redskins are doing looks fucking stupid.
I don't know. I really don't
I don't get it.
Because I remember my father told me, he was like, yo, they traded up there. I was like, I looked at him in his face for like 5 minutes. I'm like, you're lying. Because I didn't have my phone with me. I'm like, you're lying.
That's their future.
I almost cursed my dad. I was like, you fucking lying.
Because it was bad enough. They let Landon and Olivier Vernon go. And it's like, what's the end goal?
To do what? You're not going to compete. You're not going to compete with the Dallas. Yeah. You damn sure ain't going to compete with us. Yeah. You maybe could get one off on the Redskins, but they're kind of far ahead of y'all, too.
Yeah, just a tad. At least they have a defense now.
So. You know what I mean?
But. So, Giants owners, if y'all are listening to this podcast, which I know you are, trade Saquon, bro. It's over. And I'm not even saying that just to get the nigga out of the division, because at this point, he's going to fucking suffer. They're going to run in gauge 8. There's going to be 9 niggas in the box.
That motherfucker.
There's going to be 1 nigga on Sterling Shepard.
And that Saquon motherfucker's ACL is going to be falling off the bone like nigga, some baby back ribs from Chili's, nigga.
He's going to have an IV in his arm in the first half.
That nigga is going to be a walking CTE case. It's going to be
my leg. It's going to be fucking horrible. My leg. It's going to be like watching 1 nigga try to take down Nazi Germany. Like, it's just 1?
Yo.
1 nigga? Come on, dog. 1 nigga? He's not. Okay. You know what this is? This is exactly like. This is the Barry Sanders era all over again. Saquon Barkley is about to make magic happen, and this nigga's gonna retire by the time he's 29, and everybody's gonna be like, well, why did he retire? Yeah, he led the league.
Because his knees are on fire.
Yeah, he led the league in rushing, but he also led the league in the most yards lost.
As soon as this season ends, he's going to be on ice. He's not going to walk until OTAs.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be
bad.
He's
going to stay off his feet.
Now.
He's going to die.
Unless the Giants' plan is to play him as least as possible and hold off on him. Okay.
Even in that selfish, because you're wasting a year of his career.
And it's more selfish because he can't reach his incentives. So,
Everybody loses, man.
The only way the Giants win out of this is the fact that Saquon is only a rookie, so they don't even have to pay him really yet. The nigga's making chips.
He's one of the top because where he got drafted, though.
That's true, where he got drafted. Yeah. But still, he's not making as much as he's worth. Nowhere near. Because if Le'Veon just got 61.
No, he's got
54. But it's gonna end up being about 61. Yeah. Saquon is going to be better than that nigga. So
Saquon might be alright. Quiet as his cat, but we ain't gonna.
I think by the time his career is over, he's gonna be better than Le'Veon.
I was saying he's better. He might be better than him right now.
I won't say right now.
But I'm saying it's only been 1 year.
One more year, yeah.
If I see one more year like that one, I'm.
No, he's definitely a Barry Sanders type nigga. And that I think that the Giants see that.
Fucking unicorn.
But, yeah.
They got one.
Yeah, they know that.
But they fuck it up for everything around them. Yeah. But they got one.
That doesn't mean leave the nigga alone by himself. This is some Chip Kelly shit.
This is some Cleveland era LeBron shit.
Yeah.
Where you got the best thing smoking and you don't do shit.
You don't do shit
around him for years.
And you know what?
That's some Pelicans AD shit.
Yeah.
It's some Knicks Kristaps shit.
Now that you say that, I see why LeBron is the way he is. Because niggas didn't do shit for him in Cleveland, so he took shit into his own hands. He's like, nigga, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm going to do what I got to do to win. But now he's kind of fucking up. You know, as a businessman, every business venture you have is going to be successful.
He's one of them niggas like, yo, when you gamble, right?
Yeah.
And then it works, and you keep thinking you got your...
I'm going to just keep betting
on black. Your confidence rise high, so you just going to keep betting on black. Sometimes, eventually... Nigga, you're going to hit red and you're going to lose everything, which is this season, and it's delicious, nigga.
It helps my
anti-LeBron narrative. It gives me life. It gives me life.
It is pretty amazing. Man, LeBron
can take any game to the finals.
And the niggas got the nerve to have fun. He can take anybody anywhere.
Because he's making space down This nigga's not even going to hit 40 wins. He might hit 40 wins.
What are they right now?
Where they at?
Let's see. Anybody got the fast fingers?
I need somebody give me a win total on these bum ass niggas.
They're 11th in the West right now.
Of course they are.
31-36.
Oh no, they're definitely not getting.
They're not gonna hit 40 wins.
Yeah, no.
And injected.
That's crazy. The West.
Can somebody chop that up so I can snort it? That is great. Oh man. And you think this motherfucker is the guy? Did my yellow-eyed savior?
And that's funny because even if they were in the East, they would be in the same spot. So that's they'd be in the same spot. They'd be in 10th, maybe.
Yeah, I told niggas.
They'd be one spot up.
This is the West. This ain't the same thing he's used to. Yeah. That's like fighting in the. In the middleweights and then thinking, oh, I'm going to work my way up to heavyweight and thinking it's sweet. Yeah. Nah, nigga, them big beefy niggas going to knock you the fuck out. That's what just happened.
Well, I think what happened, he just thought that, you know, he was going to get there and be able to make the moves that he thought he was going to be able to do. And
what? Any move that he could have made wasn't getting him to the finals. Well,
have at least thought he was going to make it to the playoffs. But in his defense, the injury did set them back because when he was out, 18 games or something like that?
Y'all really set them back. Y'all really think he was hurt for real?
No, he was hurt. He was hurt because even a couple games after coming back, he was not himself. When we went to see him in Philly, what did that nigga do?
I mean, because that nigga was bent. I mean, I'm not going to go.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, but he really did nothing. Like, he was kind of just standing out there. Yeah. Like, he didn't. I think he don't care.
I
think he scored 15 points.
I don't think he's not hurt. I just think he don't give a fuck.
No, I think he cares. He's having fun now. Have you seen his last, like, 2-3 games? Now he wants to have fun.
Because that's all hope is lost, so let me have fun while I'm here.
Yeah, it is, but niggas be watching the Brooklyn Nets now, and he thinks, oh, let's be like them. Like,
No, them niggas are good.
Them niggas are actually good. Yeah.
Them niggas are winning.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I mean...
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets.
I think LeBron, yeah, facts, nah, for real.
Shout out to D'Angelo Russell. Yeah. I know he's in. If anybody's enjoying this,
yeah,
it's got to be that nigga
him and Jared Dudley. I don't know who's having more fun. Jared Dudley is having the time of his fucking life on the bench, and I don't get it. His old ass.
That little dance that he's doing on the bench, that shit's kind of lit.
Yeah, the 6'9 dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The 6'9".
Yeah, from that.
That's exactly
what the fuck it is. But that's a fun team to watch. I actually like watching them. And Spencer did when he came back, so them niggas is in business.
He might play them niggas in the playoffs.
Yeah, we are. We're third, they're sixth. So yes, it would be us and them, right?
D'Angelo Russell gives me worry because.
They don't give me worry.
JJ Redick has to stick him, man.
Put Ben on that nigga. Yeah, you put Ben on him.
Who the fuck is JJ sticking?
Or you put Mike Scott on him. Or you put fucking, I don't know, James Ennis. Any nigga with length.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of niggas who don't have a position.
Yeah.
James Ennis is a power forward. How? I don't know.
That nigga sucks.
Nah, he's better than Wilson Chandler.
I'm not.
He's more mobile.
I don't think he's better than Wilson Chandler.
I will say he's more athletic. Yeah. Wilson Chandler's just a vet.
Yeah.
So that was the good thing about having him.
He came up with injury too.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he was out for a minute.
I like Mike Scott though. That's my nigga.
He is a Negroidian. That nigga is straight from the fucking sewers, nigga. Oh my god.
That nigga's from the gutter.
Yeah, from the gump.
Got it through the mud.
Yeah.
I was back to D'Angelo Russell. I'm like, I know this nigga's enjoying it because he's flourishing his career, got his first All-Star bid. And all the niggas that they traded for.
Oh, they fucking suck.
They fucking suck.
They stink.
All them niggas suck.
Who are the niggas that they traded for?
Or that, not even that they traded for, or the people that they,
never, they
believed in more than him. With? All them niggas stink.
Not even
all
that.
Of them.
Not, and they not
all
just him.
Stink.
Look at all the niggas that are flourishing after LA got rid of them. Brooke Lopez shoots threes from half court now. Julius Randle is in New Orleans.
Julius Randle's having like 20 and something.
He's withering away down there. He's
doing Jahlil Okafor should have been numbers.
Yeah, that's basically it. But those two niggas, and then you got D'Angelo. Imagine those three with LeBron right now in the playoffs.
If they just kept D'Lo and Randall with LeBron, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're in the race.
Yeah.
They can fight.
Yeah.
But no, you know who you got now?
You got
Kuzma that can score that lights out.
Yeah.
Can't play a lick of fucking defense.
Yeah, this nigga plays
Then you got Brandon Ingram with we know about that nigga.
He's either on or off.
And then Lonzo was like,
what?
You know they said that Brandon Ingram might have the Chris Bosh blood clots, right?
Yeah, you got the DBC.
Well, he might have
really?
That.
Yeah. What?
Word, I did see that. That was my stuff.
That might be like career.
Career ending, yeah.
That's a shame. Prayers up for Brandon Ingram. I mean, that still doesn't protect the fact that you asked, but I do wish you greatest health.
A speedy recovery.
I do wish you a speedy recovery so that you continue to be on the court and be asked.
Yeah, at least we want to see you.
I want to see. I don't want you to not get your money, but I'm not going to coddle you and say that you're not, butt because you got some health issues going on.
I did not know that happened to him.
I think I read it like a few days ago.
Damn.
It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
Is that basketball related? Like how?
No, it's just some shit that happens. I don't want to say genetic. It could be, but it's just some shit that happens, man.
God damn.
And you can't play with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if that team stays, LeBron has a chance. But you know. That team, that's a very incompetent front office.
Yeah.
That's an for an organization that has that much money and it is that storied and that famous.
Well, it's easy.
It's a lot of incompetence running around there.
Look at the changes. LeBron and Magic.
And then you got, the Rob like Pelinka nigga is the GM.
Yeah, it's not.
What the fuck is he qualified to be, to GM anything?
I don't.
All he was Kobe's age. He's an agent.
Yeah, and then the daughter was on like ESPN. Who Buss? Jeannie Buss. Like she was on ESPN answering questions about who's not getting traded and who's not getting released. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
That she was the one that influenced Magic to get Lonzo instead of whoever he wanted. But I don't know how true that is.
I don't know, man.
Jason Taylor would have helped them a lot right now. I'll tell you that much.
A lot better.
And I don't even want Lonzo is cheeks to me. He plays really great defense. I'll give him that.
That's the only reason. But other than that,
he's still ass.
That's the only reason.
He's still ass. I don't give a fuck if you do one thing good. You're still ass.
That's the only thing that.
If you have a skill of five skill sets required to be a competent NBA player, and you're good at one of them, that means you're ass to me. You have a 20%. That's an F minus, nigga. You suck.
That's facts.
And I'll say you defend, and you can pass.
He can pass.
So it's a 40.
Yeah.
You can't rebound. You can't shoot. You average 9, 4, and 4. Fuck him.
Hey,
fuck his two brothers and his dad.
Yeah.
And fuck that Facebook show too, nigga. Fuck the whole the whole empire, nigga.
The whole empire.
Fuck the shirts. Fuck the shoes that ain't never coming in. Fuck all them niggas, bro. Y'all niggas trying to tell me he was a genius.
Niggas selling dreams.
I hate you niggas. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A great amount, I do.
I never said he was a genius,
I want you to testify. Yeah. It was a lot of niggas on Twitter and on social media calling that man LeVar a genius.
Nah, it was never genius.
There was some genius being thrown around.
And I mean the word, genius.
Really? I never.
Nah. I think everybody just was infatuated by that idea of starting his own business, like putting his sons up and everything. But calling him a genius is...
And then failing miserably? See, this is the problem with niggas today. This is the problem with niggas. Niggas always like the startup shit, and niggas don't like to follow through with shit.
Yeah,
they like the fact that he says, yo, I made Big Baller Brand. I got the big cartel up with the shoes, but order the shoes. You ain't getting the shit. Or get the shirt. It's
$50.
Yeah. Or the shoes is $700 for a shoe for a nigga that hasn't played a minute on the fucking NBA hardwood yet. If you don't want to pay that high, exorbitant price for no reason, it's because you're not a big enough baller, bitch.
Because you ain't a baller.
Suck my cock. And then if you pay that exorbitant price, It's been 7-8 weeks, and you don't get no confirmation for the order yet. You don't even know if you're shit shipping it.
You don't even know if the little Chinese kids made it.
You pre-ordering 17 months in advance for shoes that never come. And then, when the nigga plays in those shoes, they blow apart like motherfucking party balloon animals, nigga. Ooh, I hate them niggas so much.
Like I said about him, that nigga is just a glorified AAU dad, bro. He just took
that nigga's
to
a scammer. Nuts. That nigga's Joanne the scammer of basketball. He is a scammer. He came in here with some loud rhetoric and he got you niggas swept up. Yep. It looked cute and it was no follow through.
He was shiny.
Shiny turd. Yeah. It was a shiny fucking gold turd. And now the Lakers ain't making the playoffs.
So essentially,
with arguably the best player
in the world
to ever touch a basketball, you don't make the playoffs. It's not like you're not making the playoffs marginally. You're not even close.
Not even close.
It's already mathematically impossible with almost 20 games left that you can't get in this shit.
Yeah. Niggas got LeBron. They got him on a minute restriction now.
Why not?
Lonzo's done for the season. B.I.'s done for the season. LeBron's on a minute restriction. Niggas just counting down the days till he lands on TNT.
Yo, they signed. Didn't they re-sign the old Wash nigga?
They got Andre Ingram. They brought him back. He can ball, though. He's just not.
No, he can't. No, he can't. He's been in the D League for 30 years. There's something wrong with him.
Nah, he's the most scoring. He has he's the most points in G League history.
He's probably their best shooter right now.
Yeah.
That's sad. If basketball was just shooting, if it was the carnival game where you just stand in front of a net and shoot, and he'd be a billionaire. But there's other things involved, isn't it? Yeah, if they had designated free throw shooters like it was the MLB.
Designated shooter.
A DS. Nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
Then no. What you know? Yeah. Fuck the Lakers. Fuck all them niggas.
Yeah, it's over for
them. Like, I don't like none of them niggas.
Yeah, I think...
None of them niggas.
So that brings us to the next point. Does that make Stan Van Gundy look crazy for saying that maybe the Lakers should trade LeBron?
I think they should. And I'm trying to be. I think they should.
Cause
you looking at me crazy. You don't think so? You don't think they should. Why don't you think they should?
He's LeBron.
Speak up. You gotta speak up.
He's LeBron. I don't think they.
The fuck does that mean?
I think that going into this, he knew that this was going to be a process. What were the expectations for this team?
To go to the playoffs.
His clock is fucking ticking. Does he not realize that?
I get that.
He just tore his.
He only gets older.
Okay, he should have went to Philly. That's what you want me to say.
No. I mean,
yeah, but
he should have if he wanted to win.
Yeah,
but I don't think he really cares about that right now. We know he don't.
So why the fuck would I keep a nigga that don't care about winning? What?
Well, he did.
Explain to me if I run a basketball team, keeping a nigga who clearly does not care about winning anymore.
And he just said about last month that he doesn't have anything else to prove, so he's just like doing
this
shit.
Does it start with him or does it start with management?
I don't, yo, stop. If you're Magic Johnson, you're a GM, you determine the future of this basketball team, you are expected to maintain a level of a standard of excellence that is known for this storied franchise. One of the most storied franchises in the history of the sport. And your goal is to do what? Win championships and basketball games. Why would you keep a nigga who says he doesn't care anymore?
Before he got hurt on Christmas, where were they in the West?
Probably.
They were poor.
Yeah,
they were fine, but he got hurt. He missed 2 months. He's the best player. Come on. This summer, do you think they get AD?
I don't think he's going.
They're not going to.
Well,
you know what's going to happen? There's going to be the swindle. KD and AD are going their ass to the Clippers.
Yikes!
And that's
nah.
Watch.
KD and Kyrie are definitely
going to. One of them niggas are going to the Clippers, and I'm
bet that shit. Oh, okay, I see this. I see Kawhi and AD going to the Clippers, and then KD and Kyrie going to one of the New
York. Did I say KD? I mean Kawhi and AD.
Kawhi and AD? Yeah, Kawhi and
AD. I think they're both going to the Clippers.
Yeah, Kawhi and AD to the Clippers. Draymond, when he becomes a free agent, and Klay end up in L.A.
I don't think Klay's going to L.A.
I think he is.
I think Klay's going to stay his ass put.
He ain't going to stay put. I mean, because Golden State's going to break up.
Clay's going to stay put. I think Clay's going to do. Clay's not going to leave to be with Draymond.
If they're talking that money, why not?
Clay's going
to
stay.
Because you know Draymond just signed to Clutch Sports.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to finesse the bag for Draymond, which is will be stupid of LA to I don't think shown that this nigga can't even fucking shoot no more.
Yeah, I don't think Draymond's bag's going to be as heavy as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Well, if he has anything, if he has anything similar to like
I still don't understand
a heavy bag, then that's a great deal, a great job on the part of management and his agency.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing very, 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 very lackluster this year.
Suspect.
And he's already been known as a role player.
Yeah.
And you're not doing that very well.
Yeah.
But I don't see why we would keep the nigga. I really don't see why you keep LeBron.
If they don't get a star this summer, you gotta explore that option.
Yeah, that's what I would bring LeBron in the office and say, LeBron.
It's not enough for a star. It's gotta be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a top 10 talent.
Yeah. These, you know where.
If they got Jimmy Butler, that's not enough for me.
But you know where the Lakers are right now? Bro, if they were gonna make the playoffs, y'all know who they were gonna sign, right? Carmelo. That was their answer.
That's the thinking.
That's it. That's where they're. Use your common sense.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. That's where.
Hold on, hold on, people. Oh, God.
I don't know that.
We're going to get to that nigga.
I don't know that. They said that if they made the playoffs, they were going to sign Carmelo. And it was looking shaky when it was coming down the stretch. They said if the Lakers, fall out of position, this talks will stop.
That was...
Seriously? You're going to bring in Carmelo Anthony as you niggas...
Fresh off his love and hip-hop couch.
The eighth seed?
Carmelo Anthony.
To play against the Warriors? That's the answer? That's where their thought process is right now.
Why does Magic Johnson have a job?
I don't know. I would have rather them niggas try to dip into the big three than fucking snatch Carmelo off the couch. I don't know. Get anybody. Hit up Corey Maggette and see if he still wants to play. Why the fuck are you talking?
See what Gary Payton's up
to. Yeah, senior. Yeah, see what the glove is doing. Yeah, he can't make it.
Yeah.
It's all bad. The Lakers, I don't know what they're.
They're a shit show.
It is. It's bad.
They're a fucking shit show.
It's bad. And it's facts. Like, if LeBron can't get another, at least two big names, and it's looking like Kawhi and AD, if it's looking too messy in LA, because it's already too messy for the Lakers for Kawhi.
Just like we were talking about earlier.
It's going to be the Clippers.
Just like we were talking about doing that earlier. They're kind of in the same situation as the Giants, of the New York Giants.
You got
a really, really good player. And nothing else around you. You know you're not going to be competing for at least another 5 or 6 years.
They fucked up.
You might as well recoup your losses and trade that one dude and just see what you get.
But you know how LeBron is so power hungry? Because when he was with Cleveland, he signed a no trade clause. You think he did that with this
contract? Yeah, he did.
He might not even be allowed to. You know how.
Well, if they even talking about it, he must not have.
Yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't even talk about it.
I didn't see any reports that said LeBron has no trade clause.
I never heard anything about it, so.
So, I mean.
That's how you know he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He literally said, I'm here to make movies. And if, and I win 40 games a year, that's cool.
Yeah. He fucked up his legacy before it even really got off the ground. LeBron's Lakers legacy.
Don't
is,
ever.
Is dumb.
Don't ever.
He's never going to be a Lakers legend.
Don't ever. Don't ever.
I'm talking about his legacy as a Laker.
I'm saying his legacy as a motherfucking player. This shit is tarnished to me, nigga. You don't call yourself the motherfucking GOAT. Talking about I go to 9 straight finals. Got your dick swinging all. He said I'm so nice. I'm gonna go to the other division and do this shit. And then not only do you not do it, you miss the play. You don't go.
Yeah. At all.
You don't go.
There's no dancing at all.
You don't go.
Yeah.
And you're firmly out the playoffs.
Yeah,
you're not like the ninth team and you struggled to get in. No, you niggas are gone. Yeah. Okay? You niggas are not even close to being in.
It's looking bad.
Michael Jordan made the playoffs with a losing record twice.
Huh?
Michael Jordan made the playoffs with a losing record twice.
Okay.
That's your fucking goat.
Yeah. Yeah. My goal 1-3 took a break, then won another three.
Yeah,
and they almost went to one without him.
And then, and but well, did
almost,
they go?
Almost don't count.
It was a
game winning
shot.
Like,
one shot,
but almost doesn't count. The great ones make that shot. And then the nigga came back when he was fucking 40, still averaged 20 points a game.
40? Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, he definitely scored 51 in a Wizards jersey.
In a Wizards jersey.
Yes.
While Dipset was still hot. What? He was old.
No, he was old and washed.
Shit.
He had a LeBron mentality when he was already retired. LeBron is in the last years of his prime, and he has a 47-year-old Michael Jordan mentality.
He a great guy with the school and all that shit.
Yo, did you see that? He fucked Yes Jules.
We will get to that right now.
I'm about to say we need to because
I'm sorry. I keep messing with this bottle. Long. If y'all hear that, I'm sorry. I will because I know I'm gonna keep fiddling with it if it's in front of me.
It's in front of
you. ADHD and shit. Well, yeah, anyway. Yeah. Hold on. Everybody's at the table is familiar with the White Devil.
The White Devil.
Yes, Jamie Lannister. We know about Yes, John Gruden.
Yes, John Gruden. Yes, Owen Wilson.
Yeah. That's a good one. So, basically, I guess... If you guys know the battle rapper Murder Mook.
Who would have thought he was a coon?
I'm not calling him Murder Mook no more. This nigga name is John.
Is that his real name?
That's his government name.
Yeah,
John.
His name is John.
So Johnny, and it's his other personality called It's Biscuit. His name is Biscuit.
Yeah. He didn't really do anything. I'm going to give no context.
No, he's also a cornball.
Yeah, he is. He's corny. He didn't do anything wrong, but he also didn't do anything right. Which makes you look stupid.
Which means you did something wrong.
Yeah. You sat there and let it
watch.
Real dumb.
So, the Biscuit nigga, and then there's some random white guy.
Who was the only person in the room with common sense.
It seemed like a failed attempt to recreate the Joe Budden podcast. Like, it was very, very similar.
Yeah. But apparently that podcast or whatever it is has been going on for a minute. Like, they have a lot of content.
I think it's called Easily Offended.
Yeah, easily fucking stupid.
Easily fucking dumb as shit. So, it's them guys. Then they had Yes Bob Saget on. And so I haven't heard from her in a minute. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, to be honest,
she's been laying low.
We're talking about Yes Jules, by the way. But to be honest, she has been laying low. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what made her do this interview and get on there and say what she had to say. Because people kind of forgot about her.
Okay.
It was like when Iggy Azalea stopped rapping.
Right. Like, it was a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was like, damn, this show is quiet out here. Like, just stop fucking talking.
And then, all right, so background for everybody. If you don't know who Yes Macaulay Culkin is, she is a...
she's an A&R.
A&R. I'll use these terms.
She's an entrepreneur.
I use these terms very loosely. She's an A&R.
Yeah.
Curator of the vibes.
Yeah.
She's like an A&R personality. Like, she makes events. She's part-time DJ, playlist creator. Yeah,
she does all that stuff.
Creative type thing. Like, she...
She's like a
jack-of-all-trades type. I'm into everything.
Yeah, she throws parties. She does all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Her thing is, she's actually good at what she does. Because she brings people out. And she's good at networking. She knows hella people. Her issue is... She don't know how to shut the fuck up. And she says a lot of dumb shit. So, like, she'll, like, do something good, do something stupid. 10 steps forward, I'm gonna say nigga 10 steps back. Like, what the fuck is wrong?
I think
like,
she's a person. I think she's a person that has been... She's been given too much.
She's just been glorified.
She's been given too much leeway. She's been glorified too much.
Yeah, she got put on
the pedestal. To the point where...
By niggas,
and this is all right. So I'm gonna get on niggas a lot. When I say niggas, I mean black men, my fellow black men.
Yeah,
we need to stop with this white woman, white ass phenomenon that because you white or you're not black,
and
you're not a black woman, and you got black, some black features.
Yeah,
we're gonna cop to you.
Yeah, that shit. Has you know to what I mean?
There's a lot of shit that we as black men. especially you like millennial black men need to stop like throwing out our fucking like our morals and dignity for. It's the two C's, nigga, coochie and clout. We gotta stop. We gotta stop. Really, like I see niggas sell themselves out for some puss, and it's a disgusting, horrible sight to see. It's never good. Yeah. It's never good. It's never good. And clout. I don't know which one is worse. I struggle between the two every day, which is why they're so terrible. Yeah. Watching this interview, Murder Mook did it for both.
Yeah,
he tried to get on because yes, Owen Wilson is doing her thing.
He was just doing so much.
And, like, she's more popular than him, so she was using it to get on.
Yeah.
And then, because it looks like he was trying to fuck.
Yeah, and he was talking about his wife, like, at times. And then he would, like, say something to her. Like, the first 5 minutes, or the first couple minutes, he asked, like, oh, what do you look like? Da-da-da-da. And she was like, you know, she was like, I got a big ass or whatever. And they showed her the Instagram picture. He was like, why didn't you come showed up like that? Why didn't you come? I'm like, yo, is this nigga
dumb? This nigga's a cornball. This is how I know the nigga was John was a cornball. Because he did the blatant, I really, really, really would like a modicum of coochie laugh.
Can I please have an ounce of coochie, please?
Could you, madam? Could you spare a mere crumb of coochie? I will most humbly accept even the tiniest morsel of coochie if you could spare it.
If you could spare it.
I would take it upon me, and I would use that coochie to console me all throughout the night. Until tomorrow. Oh, white ebony. Ivory goddess.
Oh, man.
This motherfucker. Milk of
magnesia.
My milk of magnesia. Bring me some coochie.
It was bad, man.
It was so bad. Like, all she said was like, yeah, I went to the store, and this nigga was like, he brought that laugh out from his fucking kneecaps.
His toes. She said Joe Budden was a clown, and he lost his shit.
He lost and everything. He lost his mind and his dignity.
It's just funny to me because where I'm from Harlem. Hold on.
I had the clips.
Oh, man.
And we're going to listen to them.
He's a fucking
because he's a fucking clizzy clown.
Oh, man.
And she said a lot of things. And I want to get in. I really want to get into her because she represents something around, like, I guess our age as, like, our age group.
Mm-hmm.
And you can speak to this as Indian dudes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, like, we're all men of color here, right?
Yeah.
It's just sometimes white people, even when we're cool with them,
yeah,
and they're cool, but sometimes they get too familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
And we never say nothing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, when you don't say something long enough, mm-hmm. and then they think it's okay, and then they really get out of character.
Yeah.
And then their thinking starts to change.
Yeah.
And then you have people like, yes, Tom Brady, who says shit that just really, they get firmly out of pocket.
Tom Brady.
So let's start with the first issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Her first issue she brought up was there was a time on the TL, I guess obviously she's white, right? She had an issue with, she had an issue on Twitter where she posted a t-shirt.
Yeah, she was having an issue with her ex-boyfriend, mm-hmm. or her boyfriend at the time. She went through his phone and she found out he was lying about some shit. Mm-hmm. And he was black, and the shirt said, niggas be lying.
Niggas lie a lot.
He's a fashion designer?
His
merch. Yeah, niggas lie a lot or something like that. And she was like, should I wear this shirt today?
I
don't even know how to. Like,
let me bring that back to what I just said. Because you've been around black people so much,
yeah,
and you get away with being familiar for so long and nobody checks you, you think that that's okay.
Yep.
You think that that's cool. Yep. And then that's why they get that original defense. But I'm with black people all the time, and I do this, that, and the third.
But I'm helping out.
No, bitch, we not those niggas. Because those niggas you fuck with, just because they let you do that shit, yep. don't mean you could bring that shit out here. Are you fucking insane?
Yep.
So she posted that saying, niggas lie like, should I wear this? And we obviously got her the fuck up out of here.
Like, and she was like, niggas wasted.
Then she played white damsel in distress. Oh no, why could you be attacking me? And Blase, I'm so sorry. And and murder fucking John. This is his response to the matter.
You know, even the niggas, the shirt, I would be cool with you saying nigga. Because I got white friends. I got a bunch of white friends. People don't like that. People don't be like, yo, you know, I got white friends that I grew up with. They don't even know they white. Like, they, no, they're serious. Like, they grew up so much with us. Like, they not white. Like, to niggas, they say nigga all day. Yo, what up, my nigga? Yo, what's good? What niggas is bugging? Like, and we don't have nothing to say about it. So
we're going to have to run the tape because that's a complete contradiction to what you said before.
No.
Fucking dummy.
What
the
an
white,
idiot.
The white man in the room had to be like, yo.
Yeah, when a white boy has a
check, you're bugging.
Like, shut up.
You're bugging.
When the white boy has to check you on how stupid you're being pretty stupid, and you should probably take it back, knock it back a couple steps.
Because,
Chief.
You know what that dude was thinking? He's probably like, yo, he's about to fuck up our brand.
That's exactly.
He's about to fuck up whatever we
whatever
got going.
Minuscule brand we're trying to create. You're gonna
and it was
fuck
bad
up
enough
the money.
Nobody even really knew what it was anyway. This interview, unfortunately, it put the show on because I ain't never heard of this.
Never heard of it at all. I thought Murder Mook, man. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. I thought he was in jail. I thought he was doing a 5 to 5 or something. But he's out here making horrible content. So what I'm this game is crazy right now, Rockets versus the Warriors. But I'm trying to maintain focus.
It's kind of like a statement game.
It's kind of like a statement game. Fuck Chris Paul, he's a loser too.
I can see
the
reflection.
But we can get. We'll talk about that another podcast.
Yeah.
The Point Fraud. Shout out to Sam
Pick and Pop
at Pick and Pop. Yo. I love that name.
Yeah, that shit is.
You know what I mean? Also, so he just said that, and I'm like,
I've never been so disgusted. Like.
He literally just said, I'm okay. Like, he, I don't have a clip, but he, it was a point where she was saying that she's white.
Yeah.
Where she was doing that little thing, like, I'm half Puerto Rican and half,
she was like, I'm,
half Puerto Rican, half Italian.
Yeah.
Bitch, what the fuck does that mean? None of that equals nigga,
and then
bitch.
He said, you
none
almost,
of that.
He,
none of that equals nigga.
But that's when he
one
said,
plus
you're
two
almost
does
a
not
nigga.
Equal shoe, bitch.
Like, but that's when she said, that's when he said, oh, you almost, you, Italians are, like, nigga, almost black people anyway.
He said, nah, you black. You black.
I'm like,
you black.
What?
You black. You, what? Like, that's what he said. I'm like, John.
John.
John. It's not a.
The coon. The coon jumped out.
The coon jumped out for the coon. Like, bro, she's not going to give you that ass, my nigga. She's not going to fuck you.
It's so obvious.
Stop.
He's really trying.
Stop.
Like, you cool with me?
Have some self-respect. Don't be a pandering puss.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And that's, then he had the nerve to say, "Oh, if you work for a white man, you cooning too." Or
that's what he tried to.
He said,
"When niggas like got him out
woke,
of there,
everybody's woke till they gotta pay their bills." What?
Yeah, y'all won't show me no. About? Y'all won't show me no videos. Y'all running into your corporate jobs talking about fuck the white man. I'm like, no, that's nigga. Not,
he's
you're
missed,
a coon.
I've never seen somebody you're miss the point.
You are so a coon. You are a nigga. You are. That's why a lot of these rapper niggas be fucking dumb.
Yeah.
As much as they can put words together, these niggas are fucking dumb. A lot of famous people, it don't matter how smart they seem to appear to be or what facade they put out there, these niggas are fucking dummies.
Yeah.
They're dummies. This nigga is an idiot to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And we haven't even cracked how much of a dummy he is because we got more on this dumbass nigga. He's an idiot, and I might name the episode "Murder Mook is a fucking idiot."
We might as well.
We might name that this episode. Like, "Murder Mook is an idiot."
That shit was bad, man.
Like he's an idiot and a coon and a blatant one. Like, why would you tell this clearly white woman?
Yeah, who
you're
got,
black.
After she just told you the story, and she even took the time to understand where she was wrong.
She
and then
knew she was wrong.
Your dumb ass comes and says, I will let you say
nigga around me, massa miss.
What the fuck is wrong
came
with
you? Came in just blowing in the New York breeze and said, Madam, I shall save thee. You like, can say nigger around me.
Like, he's like, literally the one slave who's like, y'all ain't gonna fuck that white girl.
Cause nigga, and then, you know what?
Cause let's, I ain't gonna lie.
Let's pull that. Let's go into that off to the side. You niggas need to stop, man. You niggas need to stop, man. Listen, when we talking about yes, Jules, right? And you want to go, oh, but man, yo, y'all not going to smash. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about her ass. We're not talking about how she looks. We're talking about how she's an idiot. Yeah. We're talking about how she's low-key racist. We're talking about how she's low-key a leech of the culture.
She puts down black women.
And puts down black women.
That's my
issue. Your black women. Our black women.
That's the issue.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about if you would stick your dick in her.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. Yeah. And you mentioning that, you draw attention away from the serious shit that she's doing.
Yeah.
That shit is fucked up.
Because when you get on a camera or you get on a platform and you discredit black women and then you uphold this white woman who just discredited black women.
And these are black women that have helped some of those dudes out.
Yeah. Now, it is fair to say Scotty Beam and Karen Civil haven't put as many people on that fucking Yes Jules has, because it's true, they haven't. Yes, what Jules has put on more people.
Who did Yes Jules put on? Let's really have a discussion.
Who
did she put on?
The biggest one, you know, that I know off the top of my head is the girl 070 Shake. She signed a good
fuck with her no more.
She
fired her.
It was kind of like a
no. She fucking fired her.
She did.
She fucking fired her.
She did. But
and ever since she got fired, she don't even do shit no more.
Who 070 Shake?
No, since Yes Jules, we don't.
She been laying low. She ain't.
It's not laying low. It's. It's fizzled out.
Nah, she's still been out here. She's like she was doing it the way she should have been doing it. She's still been out here. There's no way she's not, bro. It don't just stop. It doesn't. It doesn't just stop. I'm telling you.
Yo, it's called 15 minutes of fame for a reason.
Nah,
it's only 15.
Well, first of all, I'm not defending her. I get the position that she was working in, because she has the type of job, she don't have to be on the forefront of everything anyway. She was just doing that. And then her being, I don't know, the whole 070 Shake thing, once she got signed to Good Music, she just fired her. Like, she just didn't want to. That could have been like a management thing, because she was her manager. So I don't know what happened. She could have just flipped the script on her. But Yes Jules' issue is, like we said, she puts down black women a lot. And she's in a position where you would think, it's like, oh, a black woman could be doing this. But you got a lot of niggas. A lot of niggas running around there like, yo.
That's like going in somewhere that's not your hood,
yeah.
And then acting like you from there.
Basically.
And then being disrespectful. That's like going into a nigga's house that you don't know and putting your feet up on the motherfucking sofa.
Exactly.
And putting you don't take your shoes off, yeah. And you put your shoes in fuck your couch, nigga, like that. And I know the nigga.
And I know a lot of niggas that were like, yo, everything gotta be racial, gotta be racial, this, that, and the third. I understand that. Everybody gets tired of this racist shit, or everything gotta be racial.
Yo, nigga, we're tired of it.
Nigga, yeah, very.
I don't like having to keep saying this shit.
But it's just the facts. Like, niggas will put this girl on a pedestal just because she's not black, and then talk shit about black women. You don't, like, niggas really don't see the problem with
you
it.
You let her
and it's very
cook.
Frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Like, they let her cook.
And then y'all got niggas like fucking coon-ass John who make excuses for her. And, like, you can say nigga around me.
I don't even see what the problem is.
That's the issue.
Really? You black to me.
You might as well be.
Because Puerto Rican and Italian, that clearly blends up to the black in the racial mathematic equation.
And that's the issue. Because there's too many niggas who think like that. This game is getting good behind me.
It's over.
Is it over? Who won?
Yeah. Golden State.
The Warriors needed to win so bad.
Yeah.
Because if the Warriors didn't win, they would have got swept.
Yeah.
But I still think the Warriors are beating him in a 4-game series, though.
Oh,
hell,
ain't
me. Because Chris Paul is very likely that he might not even make it to the playoffs.
He's a loser.
Draymond scored 2 points tonight.
Jesus Christmas.
Gee, oh, he's such a fucking bum now.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
That's so wild.
That's so bad.
Right, but
what's next?
Hold on. Still on this podcast. All right, I'm done with Yes Kevin Bacon, right? So
yes, Eli.
Just saying. All I'm saying in her case, be wary. Yo, check your white friends, man.
Yeah,
check them all the time. It's okay if they really care. I know I don't have a lot of white friends.
The ones you do know, and same here.
And the white ones we do know.
The ones I know be chilling now.
We are thorough because We don't let that shit slide.
Yeah.
You understand? It doesn't rock. So, you know what I mean? And I love white people. I really do. Y'all are some of the most hospitable humans on the planet.
I've had some great experiences.
Great experience. But we just need to know our roles.
I respect you. You respect me.
All the time, baby. That's all the time. That's it. It's so easy that way. Yeah. Let's just keep it that way.
I won't say you fuck your cousin. You don't say nigga around me.
Okay? Just keep it in the car. It like
all be so simple.
Just keep it in your car. Keep it in your car.
Facts.
You know, I know you say it in your car.
Do what... All right, I'm gonna give you all a little secret. Just do what niggas do. Keep that shit inside the house.
In the house.
In the house.
Keep
okay?
it in the domicile.
Talk reckless in the house. Don't bring that shit outside your house.
House, car. Car, house.
Yes.
Keep it in between those two places, and you will be fine. You'll be fine.
Keep it in the closet. It's a lot better that way.
Speaking in the closet, R. Kelly. Ooh, this motherfucking Segway's on fire today. And then also, Coon Ass John has some stupid opinions about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Which he decided to voice with his coon.
How convenient, right?
With his coon lips.
The niggas who think that R. Kelly is innocent are the same niggas who say, yes, Jules can say nigga around him. How convenient, right? It's so, almost like a pattern.
So here's Coon John Mook talking about R. Kelly.
You wanted to speak on R. Kelly?
Yeah, I support.
Who?
Wait. Relax. I don't believe people that just, when they accuse you.
There's literally a tape of him pissing on a 14-year-old girl.
Here's my thing.
Nigga said, here's the thing.
Here's my thing with that. How long? That was way long ago, right?
I don't mean shit.
Are we going by the passion? Because this is how they get you. They don't catch you for some shit that they feel like they should have got you on. They make sure that this was all planned from back when he got off.
What about being held as a prisoner? What about being told when you can eat?
How you have a phone and you a hostage? They said we couldn't go to the... We had to ask to go to the bathroom. Yeah, bitch. I don't know none of you niggas. A little girl is looking like she's 8 and 7. Like, R. Kelly wants a 9-year-old, my G. Come on, man. R. Kelly is pimping. He's not fucking no 8-year-olds, no 14, 12-year-olds. Using them to get money. This is all that is, my nigga.
Yo, Murder Mook is the biggest dummy in the history of...
Niggas be so
big,
uneducated,
dumb,
bro.
Like, niggas be so smart and stupid at the same time.
Yeah, he can remember a whole battle rap for fucking a 3-hour
battle. But he don't know a pedophile when he sees one. Wow.
The nigga can smell gunpowder from 10 blocks away.
This nigga can decide 30 ways he's going to shoot you with a calico. But he doesn't know that this R. Kelly, the Pied Piper R&B, is a nasty fuck. Like, he just can't fathom that.
He can't even put the thought.
Well, he can tell you how to chopper spray 45 different ways
and make it all rhyme.
Why is he putting a timetable on having sex with an underage girl? Like, that was way back when. Like,
what the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck has that?
What the fuck does that mean, nigga?
If
I killed somebody 30 years ago, I still got a body, nigga. I still am a murderer.
Still gonna be in jail for it too.
Same shit as what R. Kelly said. I got away with it.
Yeah,
and that's all. That's he's just reiterating that. Like,
yes,
literally.
Yes,
that was long ago.
But R. Kelly, he really said that shit in the interview. But I beat the case. Oh my god!
What an idiot! Yeah. What an idiot! What an idiot you must be! Nasty. I don't even like the bad, yucky. What an idiot he must be. Like, honestly,
imagine defending these niggas. Like,
P-Hive,
imagine riding with these
P-Hive.
Niggas to P-Hive.
Yo, the P-Hive and then, is the funniest shit I've ever
did that nigga get out of jail again?
Yeah, he's
did
out.
He bail out again?
Yeah, he got bailed out.
60.
Yeah, 161.
Who the fuck is paying this?
The P-Hive.
And he has niggas supporting him. Like, people were outside the jail like, R. Kelly.
Yeah, like, one woman was like, please, I just want to shake your hand. Please.
The P-Hand.
All right, his music wasn't...
Please, let me shake the P-Hand.
Right, so. I understand R. Kelly. All right, right. You may be a fan of his music. His music is not OD like that to be...
Yeah, and I love...
To make,
I used to listen to R. Kelly... almost every day. But I'm even, and me being a DJ, I listen
to. He just handed in his P-Hop membership card yesterday.
Yeah, I just canceled my membership like 3 months ago. But I was smart enough to go cold turkey. As soon as I saw that Surviving R. Kelly shit, I was like, oh no, I'm done. For real. All right. But people just cannot, they literally won't believe it. Like, they refuse to believe that shit, and it's really weird to me. Like, I don't get it.
So so yesterday, I was watching an interview with Lisa Van Allen, mm-hmm. and she's the woman that he first started recording the threesomes with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when he started having sex with her, she was 16, and she said that she was having sex with, like, 14 or 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
So she said that every threesome that they ever had, they recorded it, and that he would keep the VHS tapes in a duffel bag, and he would take the duffel bag everywhere. So it was pretty much just like, do you know how much child porn you gotta have to fill up a duffel bag of VHSs?
He's a sick, nasty fuck. And the fact that they said they found more tapes, right?
Yes.
So he has decades of tape and film of fucking child porn, and Murder Mook doesn't think. He thinks he's pimping.
And people are out
here. He's
like,
a pimp.
It was a long time ago. That's their excuse.
Yo, nigga, last year is not a long time ago. Okay.
If a grown ass nigga was with your daughter, your niece, your cousin, you're not gonna be like, oh, that was a minute ago.
Why? And
you're not gonna say that.
And why do we need to? And it's so funny that we gotta put it in those terms to care about these women. You know what I mean? And that's a shame. Like, this goes against all my toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? This is how bad.
This goes against
how bad you niggas gotta
stand for.
You know how bad you niggas gotta be fucking up that Big Mike has to come out and be Mr. Feminist Man. I'm sick to my stomach right now saying this shit. I literally want to fucking vomit saying this shit. But I have to, because as much as I think some of these bitches are dummies and don't know they dad, and you know what I mean, they have those problems and they need to work those out.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody inflicted harm on them. I want them to live life. I want all the ladies, and I want all the women that listen to this podcast to understand, I love you. Okay? I may call you a dummy. I may not say you're interesting. I may not think you're special.
Might not think you're funny at all.
I definitely don't think you're funny. But I want you to live a happy life. You shouldn't have to live your life in fear of a man.
Nah.
You should live your life free of men that want to harass you or hurt you. You should be able to live the free human adult with all the agencies of any person. Like, you shouldn't be inhibited upon at all.
Yep.
With your dumb ass. Okay? But you niggas gotta get a fucking grip, man.
You gotta get a grip, bro.
You gotta get a fucking grip,
bro. You know what makes you think about? How all these niggas kept saying they want Freaknik back? These niggas, yo. I don't think people understand how bad it was back then. There was no phones, nigga. A lot. The shit was not getting recorded. There was nobody to see it. There was nobody to replay this shit.
All right. Oh. So,
niggas ain't ready for that.
Why? Okay. All right.
Niggas ain't ready for no fucking Freaknik.
No, we couldn't handle that. We couldn't handle that. First of all, number one, too many niggas will go to jail.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like you said, when I watch these Freaknik videos, a lot of people out there have cameras.
There was a good amount of cameras.
Everybody has a camera.
It was cameras, but it couldn't go viral.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now everybody has a camera, and everything can go viral.
In 2 seconds.
In mere seconds.
Yeah.
Okay? And it don't take much.
I'm watching those videos were cringeworthy.
Yeah, very. And you know what's crazy? That was normal back then.
It was regular shit.
Like, yo, look at that. And the girls were, like, swinging on these niggas, and people were, like, laughing and shit. Like,
nah, but even if you think about it, like we talked about on this pod before, like, people were watching the R. Kelly sex tape.
Yeah, like, it was for sale. Yeah.
Like, that shit was fucking
that shit was at
Cinemax.
The Cinemark.
I watched it at the barbershop.
That shit's crazy, man.
Like, bro.
Was that Army's barbershop?
Nah.
Y'all be watching. Army goes to a Dominican shop, them niggas be watching cockfights.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
That shit's crazy, man.
Who records a cockfight?
same niggas that record fucking.
Let's skip ahead here. Okay, cockfights. Okay, what determines the winner of a cockfight?
Yeah, no, you can explain this now.
Yeah, right.
I haven't seen a dog fight either.
Last standing.
How do you kill as a rooster? What is killing? It's the beak. Okay, I'm sitting there. What instruments and tools of murder do they have?
About saying, watching these videos because I've never seen a cockfight. Were they actually like the chickens got fucking knives and shit?
Yo, that chicken snuffed the shit out that other chicken.
You watch the reboot of Roots.
Yeah,
you saw that because that's how the slave master lost his farm because he kept losing on those fights.
Wow.
Yeah, like it was back in the day during like
that was popular.
It was very popular. Yeah, like huge. Like it was like Vegas. Like all right, like people was coming from different countries
to watch the cockfight. Yeah, you're right. Yes, I knew that. Yes, I knew that. Yep, you're right. Yeah. That was a big thing. It's kind of like Madden tournaments.
But with the flesh.
The Madden tournament of the 1600s.
That was based off a true story, too. So.
What?
What we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Wow.
A little history for you.
Yeah. Learn something new. Every time you go to this podcast, you learn something new. Not really. Don't count on that.
Definitely
gamble on that. Betting's fun.
Betting's fun.
But
yeah, massive better. Man.
I don't like to call myself a degenerate, but you know, time to time.
What the fucking? But yeah, like R. Kelly, he's nasty. He needs to go. He needs to go under the jail. You need to stop supporting this nigga. It's nothing justifiable.
If you're still doing it, just stop today.
Just stop today.
Yeah. You had up until today. The time is up. Your rental is past due. Hollywood Videos is calling you. All right, stop.
The Blockbuster is overdue.
They're letting you know. What happened?
I think we should talk about the Rusty situation.
Oh, yes. Oop. The Russell Westbrook. You didn't hear about that?
Wait, 25 to human rights?
They're trying to... That's the white guy's response to being banned from...
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So a jazz fan started a GoFundMe for the guy that got banned? Oh, this is racism.
Let me see this shit. Okay, now Corey just handed me a tweet from Bleacher Report, and it says, and I quote, "In response to the incident with Russ, a jazz fan started a GoFundMe to raise $25,000 for the human rights campaign." That is the most whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. You do something wrong.
Yeah.
You get punished.
Yeah.
And then you make something else to be an advocate for something else to make you look like an innocent, like, victim.
Nigga, better yet, you talk shit to somebody. That person says, nigga, I will fuck you up if you keep talking shit. And then you get upset? How does that work?
Yeah.
How does that work? It's clear. It's only because Russ.
So if you got
like we know
if you guys don't know what happened, if you don't have context, Russell Westbrook, the worst MVP of all time. He played the Jazz in Utah a couple days ago, and he got into it with a fan. Because a fan was, like, saying some bad stuff to him. What do you say, like, get on your knees like you used to? Obviously, trying to make, like, a racial, like, Kaepernick type, you know, slur type thing. So, that happened, and then, you know, he kept doing it, and his wife also joined in. And
yeah, his wife repeated the on your knees part.
Yeah, and then, you know, Russ wasn't having it, as he shouldn't.
As he never does.
As he never does, and then he got into
it.
He got into it with them, and then they ended up banning the fan and his wife or whatever. Banning the fan and gave him a lifetime ban. But this is not the first time that Russ has had problems with fans, and especially fans in Utah.
Yeah.
Like,
if you see, and not to cut you off, but if you see all the problems that he's had with the fans, he's never said anything first. Like, they've always, like, started the shit with him every single time.
And even with us, our fans in Philly. Like, remember the guy that was just flipping them?
Giving him the fucking finger. Like, for no reason.
I mean, it's valid, but I mean, because fuck him. But,
You know what I mean?
But it was like, why? I don't. Is they just choose Russ,
bro? I think we're missing the point of, you know how brutal Utah is as a place. Like, they made fun of Derek Fisher's daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. Covered, yes. Gotta
chill. Like, first of all, Derek Fisher played there.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, he played there, and this was after he came back.
And then the guy's page, he was calling Russ a nigger boy. You saw that, right?
Yeah. No, what happened?
Okay, so they went on his Twitter page.
They found, they dug up tweets. Twitter, this random man had tweets.
He called Russell Westbrook, he called him a nigger boy, and then he was pretty much saying that you need to go back to your own country, some shit like that. Yeah, right?
And he had MAGA tweets.
Since then, he's suspended. Like, he's a huge Trump supporter, but he deleted the tweets. But you know how Twitter, we get to it way fast, you know. So
right,
too fast.
You can't hide anything.
Yeah, no chance. First of all, if you're gonna be racist, or if you're going to say stupid shit on the internet, don't make your Twitter your full name. You fucking moron. Like, his Twitter was...
At Brad Johnson.
His Twitter was...
984.
Was his name and a plain picture of him. Like, it's like,
right, his bro, daughter's social security number. You fucking dweeb.
And it was old tweets, so it was not like somebody went on there and was just trying to get him out the paint.
What
like,
an asshole.
What a fucking dick.
What an asshole what you a, must be.
Yeah, like, that shit
what
was...
What an ass you must
fucking
be.
Fucking dummy.
But it's not just Russ. It's a lot of people, just like the incident that Corey just mentioned earlier with Derek Fisher. Mm-hmm. Daughter had eye cancer and the fucking fan.
No, they're the fans covering his eye.
Covering his one eye as Derek Fisher was taking fucking free throws.
That shit was...
You saw any shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
First of all.
And then...
Y'all don't get no cheeks, so that's probably why you fucking frustrated out there.
Mormon-ass motherfuckers.
Non-fucking fucks.
Non-fucking bitches.
Non-pussy-getting pussies.
Motherfucking... All them... Got their hands is rough.
Yeah.
And they fucking scratching their dick hole. And the fucking hurts to come. What's wrong with them?
Fucking raw.
All their balls got ingrown hairs in them. It's like a fucking...
Oh, man.
Yuck.
They can't even go to the bathroom without their dick flinching in fear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not you. Oh, bitch, not you.
Fuck Utah.
Fuck.
And also, who else said that? Who's the nigga that was fucking Derek Fisher's wife?
Oh, Matt Barnes?
Yeah, he's always...
No, Derek Fisher was fucking Matt Barnes' ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, fuck Derek Fisher for that, though.
That's crazy. Yeah, he was on some shit.
You were on some shit. He was fucking... that nigga took the Knicks plane to go see his side bitch.
Yeah.
He took the Knicks private plane.
Yeah, that's...
And mispractice.
That is some wild shit for that, bro. Like... That's some wild boy shit. Like, that is when the pussy is just...
That's like, yo, I'm taking the company car.
Yeah.
Or the company credit card.
I'm getting my bitch a new ass.
Yeah, like...
With the company credit card. Like, and then when they ask me about it, I just go...
Oh, man, that was bad.
Hey, Mike, we seen some charges here on the... company card.
The account. Can you explain?
It's $14,000 to Dominican Bunda, Dominicano Culo Enhanciado. Can you give us? Can you shed some light on that? I don't know. I must have gave a. You know, it might have been dinner with a client.
First of all, I'm gonna say this meeting could have been an email.
Honestly, that's the gym. Yeah. This all could have been an email.
This could have been an email. First,
I don't know why. I actually feel insulted that you would even imply this about me. Do I have to bring HR in on this? Fucking.
Oh man. Hey, this all goes to say niggas be wilding.
But yeah, so I think you know. I think, like, when you in sports, I think fans we're a little too empowered. We say what we want,
yeah.
And it's almost like we're saying shit into a vacuum because I don't think we don't think that these athletes
are people.
See what I'm saying or are people.
Yeah,
except the ones I slander because they could eat a dick and if they want to run up.
Niggas outside. Definitely dehumanize athletes. Niggas be breaking their ankles and niggas be like.
Because you know why?
Niggas be cracking jokes.
You really want to be real? Why? You know why? Because nigga, I gotta go to work in the morning.
That is facts, and he's still a millionaire. You're still a millionaire.
Yeah. Like, nigga,
my life.
I ain't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
So nigga, I gotta figure out
how to pay these bills.
Yeah, like, nigga. If Jaleel Okafor can't figure shit out and he makes less of $1 million next year, nigga, fuck you.
Yeah, nigga, you get incentives for
nigga, I want to say whatever the fuck I want to you. Yeah, Jaleel, you're going to catch it all the time. Russell Westbrook, yeah, you're going to catch it all the time. I think you're mid. But, like, unless you're ready, a lot of these niggas don't want to do nothing until these athletes run up on them.
That's where, yeah.
You see that video of Austin Rivers? He ran up on some on a fan.
Austin Rivers?
Yeah. Austin fucking Rivers. Imagine being afraid of a nigga that went to Duke. imagine being afraid of a Duke Blue Devil punking you.
Oh, gosh. Could never be.
Oh, yo, Grant Hillside, you got some problems, yeah. Buster.
Kyrie's like, suck my dick. Suck my cock.
Suck my cock.
Suck my cack.
Imagine, mother.
My fucking cack.
I ain't a thespian.
Yeah, suck my cack.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. The only one I respect is Zion. That nigga's a fucking animal. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that'll get any type of trouble.
That nigga's a motherfucking Rottweiler.
That nigga is a pit bull. He's the bad pit bulls that people talk about.
Yeah, with a fucking with a tat on his neck. How the fuck you got earrings on this pit, nigga? What the fuck? You got studs in? What the fuck?
The fuck is wrong with
you? How are his ears clipped and he got studs in? What the fuck?
Why does your pit have a tongue ring, nigga? What are you doing?
That nigga got FOE tatted on his back.
Why the fuck does your pit have an eyebrow piercing?
Listen, he got only God can judge me on his paws.
Why does he have fucking praying hands on his shoulder, nigga? What are you doing with your pit?
Life is rough. It's rough. On his motherfucking skull. He got his eyelids, fear and God.
My God.
Why, like Lil Wayne.
Why does your pit bull have sliced eyelashes, bro? What are you doing?
What is wrong?
Sliced eyebrows.
Oh, my God. Yes, but I want to bring that to this last question since we were talking about athletes. All right, who's an athlete that you really think you could snuff?
I can snuff?
That you really think I could get some. I could.
I feel like it's just.
I could put hands on him and I could come out and be good with it.
And I'll be fine.
Huh?
Dak.
Oh, yes.
That's your quarterback, though.
Yeah, but definitely Dak.
That's why.
He's still an athlete.
Yeah, he's still an athlete.
Nigga, that's not fair because we saw that's footage on that.
Yeah,
nigga.
We
getting
that.
His bell rocked in thong sandals.
Yeah, you got. Who you got? Who?
They got to fuck up.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah. Ben Kessie's.
I'll slap the shit out of him. Ooh, you know who I know I'll slap the shit out of?
Who?
Donovan Mitchell.
He got a slapable face.
Yeah. I will slap the dog shit out of Donovan Mitchell. And I'll look in his eyes.
And wait for him to do something.
And wait for him to do something with his motherfucking.
With his mohawk.
Sponge brush mohawk with your face mohawk, ass, nigga. Go brush your hair with a sponge, bitch. How about that? I'll hit him with the backhand and stare.
Touch your head to the side?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Who could I see myself slapping?
I can see myself slapping Pat Beverly because he just, I really.
Pat Beverly will fucking murder you.
Yeah. He will.
You'll sure slap him.
Oh, wait, he's going to hit me back?
Pretty sure he's ripping me away. What?
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. A nigga that, if it came down to fisticuffs,
yeah.
You think I could handle him?
Nah, Pat Beverly give it to me.
Yeah.
Pat Beverly give it to anybody.
No, give me a step stool. I think Jahlil Okafor wouldn't do shit.
Oh, I'll body his like, yeah, especially now that he lost weight.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll body the shit out of Vegan like, Ja.
First of all, if you hit him hard enough, he's going
that nigga
down.
Eats kale now. I'll fuck him up.
That
nigga eats rice he's cakes done. For dinner.
He's done up.
I'll slam that nigga on his neck.
He's done.
I'll warm up with Donovan Mitchell.
and then make your way over to
the and have motherfucking
Jahlil in the background.
Jahlil for ash whoop dessert, nigga. Just for supper, nigga.
Don't flinch.
Suplex that nigga into a motherfucking into a table like a Matt Hardy. Like the Dudley Boys.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Get the table, Devon.
That'd be fun. Oh, man. What else we got?
I don't think I have.
I don't know.
Do I have anything?
I feel like there was something else that you were talking about. Anything? Who?
Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, yeah, we got Deshaun Jackson. Excited for that.
You know, we missed a lot of shit because Instagram was down for like 9 hours, so.
Yo, what's good with that?
I don't know.
Instagram and Facebook, because they're owned by the same company, correct?
Yeah.
That's wild. They need to fix that together.
Yeah, it's back up now.
Oh, it is back up?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm excited for.
What's that?
Motherfucker, one more month until the greatest show to ever grace television comes back for one final go. Game of Thrones, nigga. Game of Thrones. I promise you, the best show you have ever put your motherfucking plebeian eyes on. The greatest shit ever. It's so good. And now it comes back, and they got 60, 80-minute episodes.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm probably going to procrastinate. I'll probably start binge-watching it to the last possible second.
I already laid it out, yo. Yeah. If you watch, like, 2 or 3 episodes a day, I know that's a lot.
This is the timeline
you set yourself up for. Because I really had you on a plan where you was watching one a week.
You had me on a payment plan.
I had you on a plan where you was watching 2 episodes a week and you were good. Plan. But you know what I mean? It's almost time, and I'm gonna be sad when it's over.
Yeah, it's the last season, right?
It's the last season. I'm gonna be so sad.
So basically, everybody's gonna die.
Yo, it's...
What?
You know what's so crazy?
It's the last season.
It's an absolute possibility.
Yeah.
I think
everybody's gonna die.
It's like 40... It's like 30% of me that's like, yo, the fucking White Walkers might win this whole shit.
Their theories are wild.
And the last episode is like...
Man, first of all...
Just them taking over the shit and... The screen goes black, and that's it.
But first of all, it's the medieval times. These niggas only have about 12 days to live anyway. Niggas died mad early.
Niggas
was croaking out. Niggas was like fucking.
The birth rates are very low.
Yeah, niggas was like bees. As soon as they had a baby, they fucking die.
You catch one cough, it's a rat. It's over.
You're fucking done.
Motherfucking Nicole was the same thing as AIDS back then, nigga. It was the same shit.
Same, nigga. You catch a cold back then, it was over. Well, guess we gotta cut your heart out, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Hold up.
He said, hold up.
They just stopped doing that.
A bruise? Amputated.
They amputated. Cut it off. They just stopped
Where's the leeches?
Nigga, the 1700s, 1800s, they were still doing that shit. The same thing. The war, all those wars, niggas would have fucking... Trench boot or something that was very curable now. As soon as they seen that shit looking a little funny, nigga.
I don't want to say anything.
Give me the saw. You take this towel.
I don't want to say anything specific, but listen. Those kind of diseases affected those people because.
The Caucasian? Yeah, you ain't seen no niggas with that.
And they lived a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's why you had this is why you had diseases like the Black Plague that rocked that area of the world for a long time.
Yeah, niggas had to teach them how to wash.
Literally,
it was black. Niggas showed up
Black and Arab people went into there and showed them how to wash.
Yeah.
I will never forget. It was a dude named Ibn Fed Idlan.
What?
I swear to God. No.
I don't think you can. There's no way you can make that up on the spot. Yeah.
I did not make that even. Ibn Fed Idlan. No. Hold on. I'm just Googling Ibn.
Is this a Dr. Umar Johnson type nigga?
No.
Yeah, fuck Umar Johnson. You and your koofy nigga. Come fight me. That's one nigga I'll slap.
Ahmad Ibn Fed Idlan.
I'll slap that nigga.
He was like a writer slash, like a. Explorer type, writer type dude, and he spent time with the Viking people.
Them niggas was dirty. We talked about them on another podcast.
We did. That's what I'm saying.
Them niggas are fucking disgusting.
So he spent time with them, and
can't
it was
tell
just,
me them niggas ain't eat ass.
He wrote about them. Oh, LZ, Vikings were the first ass eater.
Yeah,
who were the first people in history to eat ass?
For definitely Vikings.
I think I would bet money on that.
It
might be Egyptians.
Think so?
That was just a freaky.
Like it was
niggas.
A cuisine.
Where were you going with this
stuff? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, my fault.
I'm sorry, you're right.
As soon as he heard ass eating, he was like, whoa! Because
this sounds interesting.
Ibn Fed Idlan, he's from the he's an Arabic sign, Arabic writer, you know.
Archaeologist,
explorer type dude, right? Yeah. You know, scholar. So he spent some time with the Viking people, and he was just studying their ways. He was studying them, writing about them, just studying them. And he basically said, like, yo, these motherfuckers are fucking filthy. Like, he said it like that. He's like, yo.
Like, that was the opening statement. These fucking niggas is fucking nasty.
June 1st, 12/12. These niggas is nasty. June 13, 12. Still dirty.
Still fucking.
Was he specific?
No, he was specific. He talked about how they watched, how they really they watched the Vikings. They watched like 2 or 3 times a month, which is way more than the average. Oh. So they were like the pretty boys of those white Asians out there.
Yeah.
So and they were still. Fuck nasty. And he's just talking about how he was like, yo, they would take one bowl and then one dude would like wash his face, get his snot and spit out of. And this is fresh after like a battle where they're pillaging and raping and
fucking
they got blood and dirt and blood shit. And so it's like a bowl of water.
Looking like ketchup and mayonnaise when you mix it.
Yeah, ketchup, like ketchupy doo doo. So. And then you talk about how the lead dude would have a bowl of water, use the wash his face, get his snot out. You know how you do that shit, and then he'll pass it to the next person. And then they'll do the same thing. Don't change the water. And it goes through the whole tribe.
Imagine
the water,
being the last one.
Imagine being the last one. Your face is dirtier than when it started.
You got to call that nigga Derrick Rose, bro.
And imagine your Arabic, you beat Fedlon, and these Vikings think less of you, and you're watching them like,
like Jesus.
With dirty face. You're like, what the fuck? I'd be in here just skating like,
dirty cussing
bitches.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're barbarians. And it's just a lot of
straight
shit like
barbarians.
That.
That's
like, sort of. Oh, these are niggas are nasty. That's when, you know, the Moors came through to Europe. You know, we gave them health and science and told them niggas, oh, yeah, you got to wash more than once a month. And
niggas said, huh?
And you know how they responded? Oh, enslaving.
We'll see. Slavery.
Thanks for showing us about the ass washing thing. We really appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Put these shackles on, though, bro.
Let me show you something, my guy.
I'm about to put you on this thing. I got you. Let me show you something.
Leave everything.
There's like Kodak.
Let me try the boat.
You think the first slaves is like for like the first 3 days is looking around?
Let me try the boat.
Bang! He said, we haven't stopped at the reservation.
Yeah.
The resort. Let me try the boat.
I thought y'all said this is all inclusive.
All intensive. And like the labor.
Oh, God.
Let me try the boot. I know the first thing is like, what? No, I'm not going there.
Yeah,
no,
you're not going there.
Let me try the boot.
Oh, man. I'm a stud. I can't do this.
Oh, man. Did you see ever watch Roots?
I haven't seen all of Roots. I've seen like
bits. Because Roots is like 9 hours, ain't
it? Yeah, that shit's long.
It's long, like that Michael Jackson movie. Remember that one?
Oh, man.
I've seen the original and the reboot.
There's a reboot of
Jesus
Roots?
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
That's how the reboot is with the cockfighting.
We had to watch the remix for that.
Hold up. One last thing. Was Mandingo fighting, was that a real thing, too?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I feel like that was a real
thing. For sure.
Man. Why? Yeah, we're so...
No.
Quentin Tarantino couldn't wait to put that in the movie, by the way.
Yes, They would breed them so they would get like a large male and a large female. And they would
DK Metcalf is a Mandingo nigga.
No, that is a fact. Sam had a conversation. He was like, if we're being very honest, that's why football players in the South are bigger and more athletic because they come from that slave being bred.
Yeah, you can't tell me DK Metcalf isn't a Mandingo nigga. He is 6'4", 230 pounds, and runs like a 4.3.
Runs like a Clydesdale horse.
He could play linebacker.
If he really wanted to, he could probably pull a fucking stable of horses.
He could pull a truck easily.
Easy. Oh, my goodness. Imagine slave owners in this climate. They be licking their fucking chops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at his ass.
Let me see
all the hands. Yeah. Look at the ass.
They can be salivating.
Look at the ass on this nigga.
Boy, come here, boy. Let me talk to you.
Come here.
They'll actually be so amazed that they'll talk to them nice.
Yeah.
Boy, can you give me a minute of your time? Can I interest you in the Candyland Plantation?
We have lots
of benefits to offer you and your Negro kind.
Never heard of the franchise tag.
Bro, they was, oh, man.
I let you sleep in the big house.
Just imagine that, bro. That would be fucking insane.
Whew. Disgusting.
Yet hilarious. I'm telling you, bro, this is the shit that Quentin Tarantino was going through.
Oh yeah, he couldn't wait to put that in a fucking.
He's fucking racist.
You think so?
But he's a good one.
He's a good one. He can cook.
Oh my, yeah, the movies
hit different. That nigga words hit different in his movies.
Them hard ERs hit way different in his movies. Those
jokes be hitting in his films.
I was like, oh my god, I felt that one.
That shit could be in the hit. That shit could be in the opening credits. I'm like, yo, he meant something. Yeah, that
was creative. That was creative. This is gonna win something.
He's like, he's gotta get an award for that.
He's gotta.
At least a Golden Globe.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think we're done here.
I think that might be it.
Last thing.
Oh, yeah, big ting announcement, ting ting.
So, the new NTS merch is coming out soon. It's all being designed. We got new hoodies, going to be new shirts, new socks. Now, it's new because if you didn't get a chance to order the old stuff, you're not going to get it because it's all getting deleted. So, if you ordered it, you will get it. It's going to get deleted because we're using a new vendor. The new vendor does their shit a little different. I get to do a little more design.
And they take less of a cut.
Yeah, take less of a cut from what we're doing, and it'll give them a more accurate cut of what both sides are getting. The other one was kind of fucked up and couldn't really see what the fuck was going on.
Nigga, we would sell a t-shirt and get a dollar back.
Yeah, and get like a dollar back, and we would have to pay like shipping. And in order to make any type of money, we'd have to make the t-shirt fucking $50, and we want to be like them niggas on Twitter.
We're not big baller brand.
Yeah, we're not big baller brand. All right, we're not about to be charged $75 for a shirt with our face on it. Now, would you pay for it? That's up to you. But yeah, the new merch is coming soon. I want to say either within the next 2 weeks, just to make sure everything is cool. So if you haven't got your stuff yet. I know it's frustrating, but it's coming. We're not big baller brand. We know what our issues are, and we're not going to lie to you about it.
There's transparency.
That. Yeah, transparency is the best.
But yeah. So yeah, what else do we got? Make sure you check us out on all our platforms. Okay, we're on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
We're on Stitcher.
Yes.
We're on Radio Public.
I had all my sound.
We're in a whole bunch of places.
I had all that shit up. I forgot to use it.
Damn.
Sorry.
It's all right. We're on Google Podcasts.
Spotify.
We're on SoundCloud. We are on Spotify,
yeah,
people.
We're on Spotify.
We are on Spotify.
There's another one we got an email for, too. It was like called like Tune something. I don't know what it
was. Tune In Radio.
Yeah, Tune In Radio. We're on
Tune In Radio. Like, so pretty much, if you can find a podcast there, 9 times out of 10, we are there.
Yeah.
If anywhere you get your podcast, is a good chance you'll be able to get this one there. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So no more having I don't have this. So let me find you here. Use what you're comfortable with, and you'll be able to find us. Okay.
Yeah, you'll be right.
Things that are coming. We already said the merch is coming. YouTube is coming. What we're gonna start with before we do visuals. We're going to have YouTube. We're going to put a couple of our audio episodes up. So if YouTube is your thing and that's how you listen to your podcast, because I heard some people do it like that.
I heard a lot of people want the YouTube thing.
So we're doing that. That's our goal right now. So our two biggest things are YouTube and the merch.
Yes.
And with the YouTube comes not only audio episodes, but more content like...
Visual
content. Like, also like... The Uber pod we were talking about earlier. You heard about it a couple episodes earlier.
That means we can't do the pod naked anymore.
Oh, man. Can't have my sack sitting on a seat like I like.
No more naked podcast.
Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to that, but, you know, grow the brand. But, so, big things coming up ahead. Thank you for rocking with us. So make sure you follow us everywhere.
Yes.
Check out the website, ntspodcast.com. Make sure you check our website. Check out the donate button. You know, throw a dollar in there, too. You know, holler for a dollar. You know, fuck for a buck. Do something strange for a piece of change.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen to us on all our platforms. You find us on Twitter at ntspod, or Instagram at notthatseriouspod. Listen, rate, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment, leave a review, rate us 5 stars, anything less, you was a hating ass nigga, and we don't fuck with hating ass niggas. And our personal Twitter, me, Michael O'Keefe, MikeLowKey, that's also on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, DJ ELZE.
Y'all want to put y'all socials out there, gentlemen? All right, then. We got privacy out here. So thanks for the homies, RT, Army, Sist Corey for coming back again. Ingrown hair, Corey. I can't stop the white rain of the white queen over my life, Corey. Shout out, but he black on the black queens, though. Shout out to Corey,
back,
though.
Yeah. He bounced back.
He bounced back.
Man, you want to talk about best comeback in 2019, 2018?
Boy, listen. Shout out our to man. Man.
Shout out to that man.
But, yeah, man, it's been another week, you know, another episode, Not That Serious, the podcast, you know what I mean? Thanks for rocking with us, and we will see y'all next time. Peace. Okay.